Unit 1, Chapter 2, Addicted to Chocolate. How often do you eat chocolate? If you answered every day, you may be addicted to chocolate. But is this addiction damaging to your health? Eating too much chocolate is often thought to be the cause of tooth decay, weight gain, headaches, and skin problems such as acne. On the other hand, chocolate is known to make people feel happier. Eating chocolate releases a distinctive flavor that gives us a pleasant, positive feeling. What is it that causes this feeling? Chocolate contains over 300 known chemicals. Like a drug, these chemicals stimulate areas of the brain that enable us to feel pleasure. The most well-known chemical is caffeine, which is also found in coffee, tea, and some types of soda. Theobromine, a weak stimulant, is present in higher amounts than caffeine. It is believed that the combination of these two chemicals causes the temporary lift we experience after eating chocolate. However, does eating too much chocolate cause any real health risks? The popular opinion of chocolate is that it is a fattening food that gives you spots and contains no nutritional qualities. The fact is, chocolate does contain saturated fat. This type of fat can contribute to heart disease by increasing levels of bad cholesterol in the blood. On the other hand, scientists at the University of California have discovered that chocolate also contains high levels of chemicals called phenolics, also found in red wine, coffee, and tea. Some phenolics, if consumed in small amounts, are believed to lower the risk of heart disease. Evidence that eating chocolate does not cause acne comes from two studies, one at the Pennsylvania School of Medicine, the other by the U.S. Naval Academy. Their research showed some interesting results. They found that there was no difference in the skin condition between the study participants who did or did not eat chocolate. There is also no proof that chocolate is the cause of tooth decay. In fact, it is believed that the cocoa butter in chocolate forms a coating over teeth that may help to protect them. The sugar in chocolate can cause cavities, but no more than sugar in any other food or drink. Consumption of chocolate around the world now amounts to about 6 million tons a year. That's equivalent to around 6 billion kilograms. No one has ever died of eating too much chocolate, so this is one addiction that might be okay to have. Unit 1, Chapter 2, Addicted to Chocolate. How often do you eat chocolate? If you answered every day, you may be addicted to chocolate. But is this addiction damaging to your health? Eating too much chocolate is often thought to be the cause of tooth decay, weight gain, headaches, and skin problems such as acne. On the other hand, chocolate is known to make people feel happier. Eating chocolate releases a distinctive flavor that gives us a pleasant, positive feeling. What is it that causes this feeling? Chocolate contains over 300 known chemicals. Like a drug, these chemicals stimulate areas of the brain that enable us to feel pleasure. The most well-known chemical is caffeine, which is also found in coffee, tea, and some types of soda. Theobromine, a weak stimulant, is present in higher amounts than caffeine. It is believed that the combination of these two chemicals causes the temporary lift we experience after eating chocolate. However, does eating too much chocolate cause any real health risks? The popular opinion of chocolate is that it is a fattening food that gives you spots and contains no nutritional qualities. The fact is, chocolate does contain saturated fat. This type of fat can contribute to heart disease by increasing levels of bad cholesterol in the blood. On the other hand, scientists at the University of California have discovered that chocolate also contains high levels of chemicals called phenolics, also found in red wine, coffee, and tea. Some phenolics, if consumed in small amounts, are believed to lower the risk of heart disease. Evidence that eating chocolate does not cause acne comes from two studies, one at the Pennsylvania School of Medicine, the other by the U.S. Naval Academy. Their research showed some interesting results. They found that there was no difference in the skin condition between the study participants who did or did not eat chocolate. There is also no proof that chocolate is the cause of tooth decay. In fact, it is believed that the cocoa butter in chocolate forms a coating over teeth that may help to protect them. The sugar in chocolate can cause cavities, but no more than sugar in any other food or drink. Consumption of chocolate around the world now amounts to about 6 million tons a year. That's equivalent to around 6 billion kilograms. No one has ever died of eating too much chocolate, so this is one addiction that might be okay to have.